Alright. This piece in the Bukhuk and others, about Kuf Samach at the bottom. This is the bottom piece. So quite Mchas. Alright, this is a constant theme in Mifkuk. Constant theme. So it has to be said over and over and over again. Yet in different ways. He says the same thing in different ways. But how can we ignore it? It's not just the whole Gula is telling us to do it. Not just the whole Nakuda. So even if you hear it 100 times, it doesn't make a difference. It has to seep into a person. We're literally going against the tide in this generation about everything about what this piece speaks about. This is what it's all about. So it says with Cook. Katnus Hemuna. Person's own katnus in his emunah, his lack of belief. V'richuko shel adam min hakdusha ha'yona, and the distance that one causes, separates himself from high levels of avodas Hashem. Where does this come from? It's b'mitayv she'ein b'yaday l'raymei meseres es erech atzmai. It's that he can't lift himself up. Can't lift himself up. He can't lift up his self-worth. Ah. Oh, nothing. Mamish just started. Shalom aleichem. No problem. We just started the bottom right piece. Katna Samuna. Katnas Hemuna v'yichuka shel adam min hakdusha ha'yona. A person's own katnas, his own feeling of smallness, and the distance which he has from real levels of kedusha. B'mitayich she'ein b'yada l'rayim v'seretha, that's erech atzma. It comes from the fact that he does not value himself. And what it means to raise himself up. Until he makes it very firm in his heart. Harayon Hagodol, this great concept. Eich shegdulo ha'elekis ru'uyeloi. The godless of Hashem is befitting for him. He deserves it. He deserves it. Unbelievable thing. This is a person, he diminishes himself. And he doesn't allow himself to become great. Because he doesn't value himself, but he should know, and he has to make it so taku in his heart that it belongs to him. It's mamish, it's his. He deserves it. He could have stopped right here, but he continues. Hagdula ha'elyona, this greatness, hamisa'eres is kol rayon mugval, which sends like a whirlwind every single thought, which is a contained thought, meaning which just blows away everything which tries to constrict a person. Asher lahamachshava lekis, which tries to constrict the godly thought. He be'iyuma hanayra migareshes es ruach adam migvula. In its awesomeness and its greatness, it drives away any spirit of a person which tries to minimize him. Until a person raises himself up with holy thoughts and a way of life which is pure, until he realizes that it's befitting for him. It's befitting for him such a life. Of course, this is specifically true, especially true for Ben Yisrael. The closest Hashem, which belongs to the Jewish nation. A person needs to muster a tremendous gedula of emuna. A of a guide of the Kedusha in the spirit of the nation. Ad sheyikba b'lev harayoin ha'elyon. Isaac, come on, Martin. We're going to go back. We're going to start with the idea. Don't worry. Ad sheyikba b'lev harayoin ha'elyon. Until it becomes so entrenched in a person's thoughts. That the revelation of Hashem is befitting for him. Let's stop here for a second. Rav Kook is saying that what really holds back a person from great heights in Avodas Hashem is contrary to what everybody thinks is holding him back. The person thinks that what's holding him back is that he's not davening long enough, and that his seder is not long enough, and he's not doing enough chesed throughout the day, he's not going to the mikvah enough dips. It's all secondary. It's not the nekudah. One mitzvah is so powerful that if a person would just understand what it means, one mitzvah, it can mamish send them to the highest heights. It's not the matter of how much we do things. And sometimes it's not even about the quality of what we do. What's holding us back is our own limitations of ourselves. Because we think, because we've been trained to think, that when we do a mitzvah, you know, it doesn't really impact us at all. That a mitzvah is not supposed to make a person feel Hashem. How many mitzvahs have we done? We've trained ourselves to think that it's normal that when we do a mitzvah that there's no feeling of kedusha there. We've numbed ourselves. We've become numb because we've numbed ourselves. We don't believe that we can mamish have tshivas Hashem when we do mitzvahs. We don't have emun in ourselves that we can really be great and that the mitzvahs can make us great. So how can we expect the mitzvahs to take us to such great heights when we feel like we're standing underneath a ceiling? It becomes painful over time. That you have these mitzvahs, that when we do them, they're like seeds which cause us to grow, but we feel like we're supposed to grow, but we have the ceiling on top of our head. It hurts. It mamish hurts. So we take something which is so precious, which is so growing, which is so naturally bringing us close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but because of our own limitations, we cause it to bring us pain. Davening isn't so gishmak, when you feel like you're not going to go anywhere with it. The Ari describes that when a person davenes, it goes from one world to the next, to the next, to the next. If a person thinks this isn't shayach to me, then it's just words. Then the words are trying to take you up, and you're holding yourself down and saying, I'm staying here. I'm not going up with you anymore. That's painful. That's painful. It's no wonder that people find davening painful. Because they're resisting the notion of coming close. Davening isn't dry. Davening is the most moist, it's the most beautiful thing. Every single word is a heichal in itself, the Baal Shem Tov says. He describes how it's so hard to go to the next word of davening because this word is so sweet. You know what that means? Look how the ecstasy that describes about tefillah. We cap ourselves from God. This is a very ancient root. In particular, we see it mefurish by Noach. Rashi says explicitly from Chazal, says Noach mekatni amana hayom. He had cutness in him. He didn't believe that he can reach great heights. He didn't take upon himself to do great things which Sadiq can do, like daven for the world, and so on and so forth. But he didn't believe that he can be such a greatest. And instead of saving the world, which he could have done, Hashem had to make a tailor for him to escape. Because he didn't believe that he can do more than that. That's the only thing we find about Noach, which describes why he he failed in a certain sense. Nayach nikatni amanaya. And that's expected of the guy. Because a guy is a benayach. Doesn't have any aspirations. But a yid is a ben Avraham. And Avraham is from a lashon of Ram. He elevates himself. He always goes higher. And we're called Ben Yisrael because Yisrael means that we're lofty, we're asah, we're princes. A yid has to have a lot of emunah in himself. This is the main thing which is holding us back. Because we hear things like katnas hadoros, that we're so far away from Sinai, we can't reach such madrigas. It's not true. Mamash not true. That's why every person needs to be encouraged to go see real tzaddikim. Real tzaddikim. We can mamash, it can just dispel all the falsehoods which a person is going up with. See a tzaddik, the way he davens. His face shines, the way he shakes a lulav. You see great heights even nowadays. The person seeks out the people who have a Muna Gedola. Just to see a tzaddik once can change the person's entire Bodhis Hashem. And as Rav Nachman says, when a person sees a tzaddik is like a mirror. When a yid sees a tzaddik, he should be looking in the mirror and says, nothing different about him than me. He's just being the neshama which he is. I could be the neshama who I am. But then I have to copy the tzaddik. I have my own path. But real madrigas and avodas Hashem, real closest to Hashem, what does he have on me? Everything is from the neshama. I have the neshama too. We just finished Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is a day during the year that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has very high expectations of us. I mentioned just a couple days ago, I think it was yesterday, that people think the reason why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed simply because there were so many Aveiros. It's true. There were lots of Aveiros. But what really happened is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has a tachlis in this world. He has a purpose in this world. And the purpose in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world is no less than complete perfection. Complete perfection. Godly perfection. When Kippur falls out, when Tisha B'Av falls out at the end of the year, if you take a look at the year, starting with Tishrei, and you go from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur to Sukkot to Hanukkah, etc., the very last meaningful day of the year is Tisha B'Av. And that's an important nekuda. Now we say about Tisha B'Av, it says in Eicha, Sosam Tilasi. Tilas don't go up on Tisha B'Av. And there's no learning on Tisha B'Av. Malkeh v'sarei abogim ain't Tyra. There's no day of Tyra and there's no day of Tila. It's neither. That we find in this week's Parsha, Mi Goy Godol. How great is the nation B'nai Yisrael. Asher Elohim Krovi Melev, that Hashem was so close, that He answers our Tilas B'chol Kareinu Elov. Every time we speak to Him, He answers our Tilas. Isn't that shver? Then we just go through a Tisha B'Av. And in this week's parasha, we're talking about how close we are, that Hashem answers our tefillos all the time, b'chol kareinu elav. What about Tisha B'Av? And furthermore, the pasuk continues, U'mi goy gadol, asher loy, chukim u'mishpatim tzadikin, b'chol asher anochi metzav chayam, like I command you today. Like I command you today. You can't learn Torah on Tisha B'Av. Today means every single day, doesn't it? You can't learn on Tisha B'Av. Isn't that a stira? If there's Torah every day and if there's Tefillah every day that we're so close, then how come we're so far on Tisha B'Av? But the teretz is that when Tisha B'Av comes, the Kadosh Baruch Hu has the highest expectations of us. Hashem looks and He examines the purpose of the world. And He looks at the purpose. And He says, am I at the purpose or am I not the purpose? Do I see purpose here or not? The expectations are very, very high for a Jew on Tisha B'Av. There's davening and then there's davening. When a Jew davens words to Hashem, and there's just words that he offers to Hashem, that type of a tefillah Hashem doesn't accept on Tisha B'Av. That's not called closeness. Closeness is when a Jew is so close to Hashem that, as the Sfarim described, that literally the Shekhinah is speaking out of his mouth. That's called tefillah tehillas Hashem yedavrki. That Hashem davens from my mouth. Hashem sosai tiftach ufi agiti lazara. You speak from my mouth, Hashem. That type of a tefillah. Every time we daven that type of a davening, Hashem answers that. Which tefillah is not answered on Tisha B'Av? Sasam tefillah si, Yirmiyah says. If it's my davening, Hashem doesn't hear it. You know why? Because that's not tachlis. On Tisha B'Av, Hashem looks at the tachlis. And if a Jew doesn't daven like the tachlis of tefillah should be, Hashem says, not today. Today the bar is on this. And the same thing is with Torah. If a Jew just learns regular Torah on Tisha B'Av, Hashem says none of that. Ain't Torah. It has to be Teres Hashem Tanima that a Jew learns Torah on Tisha B'Av. If it's not Teres Hashem, which is even a higher level of Torah, or just Stam Torah, Hashem says, I only accept perfect Torah today. It's a day that Hashem judges the world by its purpose. And if Hashem doesn't see purpose on that day, then He destroys it. The reason why the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed is because Hashem said, it's been so many years, it's time to bring the purpose. It's time to bring down the purpose of this world. And when Hashem saw that the Beis Hamikdash wasn't a kelim to receive that purpose, and that the Jewish people weren't kelim to receive that purpose, the purpose destroyed the world. And said, this is not the purpose which I want. Start again. Because Tisha B'Av is the last day of the year. And the last is always a tachlis. And if we go through Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and a Sukkot and we do all the avodas which we're supposed to do, and Tisha B'Av comes and Hashem again comes on Tisha B'Av and He looks at the world and He says, do I see the purpose in this world or not? And if Mashiach doesn't come, then Hashem says, okay, we have to start again. Which is why the Gemara says, every generation that the Beis Hamikdash is not built in, it's a ki'ilu which destroyed them. Because every year the same thing happens. Hashem comes on Tisha B'Av and He looks at the tachlis and He says, if I don't see any meaningful tachlis here, starting again. Start over again. And the ingredient is the emunah. The only way to receive the light of the tachlis itself is with emunah. There's no other keli to receive it. Torah can't receive it, tefillah can't receive it, achdus can't receive it. The only thing is, as Emunah in Hashem. We believe in you, Hashem, that you give us the tools to receive it. Chadashim Abakarim Rab Emunasach, Yirmiyah says in Eicha. Chadashim Abakarim, if you want to renew the morning, if you want to have a sense of Geula, Rab Emunasach. You have to have a tremendous Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch. You have to be so humble that you say to Hashem, Hashem, we don't have the Kelim. How much is that Torah and Tefillah anyways? You give us the Kelim to be able to receive that light. If I feel that I can't make myself great, then you make me great. But I believe that I can make greatness. I believe that I can be great. Because what's stopping me from being great? All I have to do is say to you, Hashem, Hashem, make me great. Rab Munasach, if a Jew's emunah is very strong, then all he has to do is turn to Hashem, b'chol kareinu elav, and say, Hashem, you make me great. But a person has to have Rab Munasach in Hashem and in himself. If he has tremendous emun in Hashem, but he doesn't apply his own self-worth to that emun and say, if that's the case, Hashem can make me great. Because I deserve to be great, and He wants me to be great. And purpose is for me to be great. The whole purpose of the world is that the light of Hashem should shine on the person. Not on the Beis HaMikdash, on the person. V'shachanti b'seicham. That's even higher than Beis HaMikdash. Even the Beis HaMikdash is supposed to bring to that madriga. then there's no purpose. Then Hashem says we have to start again. Let's go with Elul, let's go Rosh Hashanah, let's start from the beginning of Emunah once again. Let's build Emunah again. And the same thing is true with Sefer Devarim. Sefer Devarim is considered to be the tachlis of the entire Torah, because it's the last Sefer in Torah. And if you take a look at Sefer Devarim, the entire Sefer Devarim is rich in tachlis. You should be able to see the tachlis of Torah in Sefer Devarim. There's not a Sefer in Torah which talks about Yerushalayim and Avas Hashem and Dvekus of Hashem and Shmiris and Mitzvahs and listening to the Kol Hashem more than Sefer Devarim. If you want to be more specific, there's not a Parsha in Torah more than Parshas Ve'eschanan, which is more revealing about tachlis than this Parsha. Vatim Avikim Hashem Elokechem, Parshas Eke, which is next week's Parsha, Mashem Elokecha Shoyal Me'imach Kim Le'yiris Hashem La'avos O La'davka Bo. And it falls out together with Tisha B'Av, because just like Tisha B'Av is the tachlis of the entire Yom Tovim, that Hashem judges the world by tachlis, am I here or am I not? A person can look exactly into the Torah and Parshas Veschan and Parshas Ekech and see the tachlis of Riyah. Ki'ilu, like the entire Torah until now was to bring to this Sedra, to come to this Parsha, which is all about purpose in this world. Vekas Hashem, Avat Hashem, Emunah Hashem. This week's Parsha you have, Anech Hashem Elokach, you have Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokim Hashem Achad, this is tachlis. And Hashem judges the world by the tachlis. How much are the Yidden saying Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokim Hashem Achad, and that they mean it, and that they believe in my godless and their own godless? How much do they believe in Anech Hashem Elokach? That every Jew is a kadosh, and that he's deserving, he's right Anech Hashem Elokach. This is what Hashem is judging the world by in this time right here. How much are we connected to tachlis? How much are we not connected to tachlis? And it continues. Amnam geyus kodesh zu. This gaiva, this holy gaiva, which a yid needs to know about himself. Kishem shehi aduya bigaein, kach hi shavutz banava gadara. This gaiva is rooted in anava. Another elikis, hapa mitoicha gedula, that the gaiva and the anava are one. The makom shata maitzei gedulasa shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu shamata maitzei v'sanusa. It's rooted in gaiva, is rooted in anava, because we know that this gaiva is not because I'm so amazing, because I've done so many good things. It's only because there's a God who wants me to have it, and He's going to make me that. So of course the gaiva is rooted in anava. Gaiva is when I feel like I'm entitled. I do great things. When I look at the anoichi in myself. But here is not to know shaykhet. It's so rooted in the anavim, because the person says the only reason why I believe that it should be is because Hashem wants it from me, and that's my destiny. That's how the gaiva is rooted in the anavim. When mischaber asima, mamash best friends, he mayfiya ala oifi hanishmasi shel Knesset Yisrael. That it shines on the essence of the neshama of a yid. Ve'emunasa v'kirbasa alei lo'ilam, k'rei neshamayim v'aretz, and the emunah within it, within the soul of Knesset Yisrael. To Hashem, creator of all things, asher inchek to yilim dulasa, that there's no end to his godness, mishtareshes besoich mamakei neshmasa, v'hi miskadeshes, mis'ala mishtachreres, it frees a person. It makes a person holy. And prepares a person, gives him the teichen for the Gula Shem. This is the teichen for the Gula. Hashem says, I want to make you great. If we say back, make us great, what does that mean? Then we're holding ourselves back. Tisha B'Av is about Eicha Yajma B'Adar. In Sfar Makdash Shemtelus, the Medrash says that this Eicha connects to the Eicha, which is first mentioned in the Torah. This has different nekudos. After the Chet of Adam HaRishon, Hashem says to Adam, He says to him, Ayeka. Vayoyme Ayeka, where have you gone? This Eicha Yashva Vadad is connected to that Ayeka. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam HaRishon, He created him with perfection. Shleimus. And when he was Chayte, and he minimized himself, because of his own emun in himself, probably, Hashem came back to that space and was looking for Adam, and He said, Ayeka, where are you? Where have you gone? And that's the message of Eicha. Eicha reminds us of Ayeka, that Hashem comes back to the purpose, comes back to the place of perfection, and He looks at the place of perfection, and if He doesn't see anybody there, He says, where is everybody? Where is everybody? And then He takes Adam and He says, starting over again. I'm giving you klalas, I'm bringing you down. So you have to build yourself up again. It's the day that Hashem turns to us and He says, where are you? How come there's nobody yet who sees purpose? And the purpose mitzidenu, the only thing which we really need mitzidenu, is to believe that we can be that purpose. Why? Because that's what Hashem wants. And if we feel we don't have the means to get there, we're closer to the purpose. Because what that means is that we turn around and we turn to Hashem and we say, I believe it, and that you bring me there. So it's all about. And this is how we enter into Elul. Elul is the process of tshuva, of rebuilding again. Coming back to Tishrei, which is the beginning of Adam HaRishon. There's 30 days of Elul, particularly to prepare ourselves to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Din. And what the tshuva process means, like we've said before many times, Elul is about Lulei Ha'emanti. Lulei is an osios Elul, and Elul is about Ha'emanti. Lulei Ha'emanti liros betuv Hashem be'eretz Chaim. I have to believe in myself that I am worthy to see Hashem in Eretz Chaim. I'm worthy to see the goodness, not because I'm so great, but that's my destiny. That's the purpose of the world. That is roi to me because that's what Hashem wants. So that's the avodah which we're coming to, is to align ourselves with the purpose of the world. Hashem is going to judge the world again on Rosh Hashanah about purpose. How far away are we from that tachlis? Make the cheshbon as of how I'm going to bring the world to that tachlis. I saw on Tisha B'Av we were far. We're still not there. Rosh Hashanah is the new plan that the coach makes of how he's going to bring us there this year. And you're going to have all different types of cheshbonas in Rosh Hashanah. Everybody's going to pass by. And Hashem's going to try to make all the calculations in His galus. He's going to try to make all the cheshbonas. How am I going to make it this year that they're going to make it work? And He succeeds every time. He always has the right plan. Atzas Hashem, He's sakom. He always has the Eitzah. Atzas Hashem is Gemashir Shofar. Atzas Hashem, He's sakom. When He blows that shofar, everything is there which will bring the world to its tachas this year. The only thing holding us back is that we didn't agree with the plan. Hashem says, I have this in store for you, and we say, no, that's too high. It's too high. Nayach mikatnei marad. We don't believe in ourselves that we can be such magicians. So as we move towards Rosh Hashanah, the greatest tshuva we can do is to make a shift, and to start to think holy thoughts, and start to think pure thoughts. Because that's who I am, and that's what Hashem wants of me. That's the essence of a Jew is. And that's the ultimate nechama. Nachamu, nachamu, ami. Ultimate nechama is that Rosh Baruch Hu says, I will bring you to your purpose. When you realize just how great you are, you're going to realize how it was all worth it in the end. You have no idea the type of godless which is in store for us. How much of a kuss. It's going to make all the difficulties in life look like a peanut. We only understood just how great we can become. And we run after that, that tachlis. And the cook says elsewhere that every single tzara a person goes through is to reshape his hashkafa, to realize that I am destined for godless. It's a reminder. By the way, you're supposed to be great. You can be great if you just have a moon in yourself. That's what every tzara is for. And if a person would align himself with that godless, he aligns himself with the MS, then he said there'd be no need for a person to suffer anymore. Every suffering is just to wake up a person to say, don't forget who you are. Have boundless emunah. Throw away the timeless emunah. That's what it's all about. Shizaycha, to be able to use these coming days. Great lights come down, Shabbos Nachamu. The whole Zayin de Nachamu, all these weeks are bringing down tremendous Nachamu, which means tremendous potential for a Jew. To be able to strive to reach those levels of emunah. And it's chus of understanding who we are, what our tachlis is. We should be able to align ourselves with that tachlis. And in Mitzvah Hashem, in the coming days, we should be able to see the sweetening of the Eicha, the sweetening of the Ayata, to see real purpose with the Eskel outside of Mirza and Rome.
Shabbos, Shabbos, Kodesh.